Parshas Acharemos Perikta Zayin Pasuk Aleph Rishon. By the Bar Hashem and Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe Acharemos Shnei Ben Aaron, after the two sons of Aaron died, the Karvasam of Nei Hashem Vayimusu, when they approached before Hashem and they died. Rashi says, Matam Alomar, why does the Torah say by the Bar Hashem Moshe, and then the next pasuk says Vayomar, the next pasuk it says Vayomar Hashem Moshe, what's the repetition? So says the Rashi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would make the following mushal comparison. L'chol, to a sick person, shenichas etzlo rofei, a doctor comes to treat him. Amelo, the doctor says, ato chotzonein, don't eat cold, al tishav, tacha, don't eat, lie in a damp and chilly place. That's one person. Ba'acher, then another doctor came. Amelo, he said to him, al tochal tzonein, don't eat cold, don't lie in a damp, chilly place. So you shouldn't die. K'derech shemets ploni, the same way that ex so and so died. Zez zarzo. The second doctor made him more alacritous in his instructions. Yosem min harishon, more than the first person. L'kach nemar, that's why it says in the Torah, acharei moshnei ben Aaron, after the death of Aaron's two sons. And then the next pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe damer Aaron achicha abal yavo. Then Hashem says again to Moshe, speak to Aaron, your brother, he should not go into the Kodesh HaKadosh without permission. So he shouldn't die, the same way that his sons died, which is a more, and this would penetrate more to Aaron, be more relevant to Aaron. Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe, Taber Aaron, speak to Aaron, Achicha, your brother, Vayivob Chol Itzal Kodesh, don't come any time, all times to the Kodesh, Mibesach Perochas, within the curtain. Al Pnechaporas, in front of the cover Asher Aaron, which is by the Aron. For lo yimos, anyone die. Ki be'anon Eir Alkaporas, for with the cloud I appear upon the cover of the Aron. Rashi says, for lo yimos, she'em ba, who makes, because if he did go into the Kodesh HaKadosh without permission, he would die. Ki be'anon Eir Ha'e, tamid ani nir Hashem. I'm always appearing there, if Hashem Baruch Hu speaking, im amud anani, with my pillar of cloud. Well, if you should go to Shekhinah Hashem, since my Shekhinah Israel is revealed there, he's a hair, you should take, be very careful. He shouldn't be coming there regularly. That's a simple reading of the Pasuk. Rabbi Sinai Yoshua, the Chachamim, Chazal, understand it, according to the Medrash, you should not go in except, that's what the word ki means, with a cloud of the Ketaras, Yama Kippur, and Anu Kippur. Pasuk Yom, Bezos, with this, Yavo Aaron, from Aaron should go to the sanctuary, with a young male of cattle for a carbon chatas and a ram for a carbon ola. Rashi says, Bezos, the gematria shalo. Its gematria is 410. Remez the bias rishon, so the remez for the first bias. Commentaries explain that during that time, all the Kohanim, who were the Gadol, were all righteous people like Aaron HaKohen, so Aaron, his legacy extended during that time. And that's why we're making this remez here. Bezos yavo Aaron to Gomer. Afzo, even now, lo b'chol, it's not every time. Kiim b'yom ha-kippurim, except in Kippur, k'moshim b'forsh, as we'll explain this, parasha, at the end of the portion, b'chodesh ha-shvi, b'chol ha-chodesh, the Torah will say, only in the 7th month, on the 10th day of the month, that's when Aaron can go in. Pasuk yal, k'sonos ha-chodesh al-bash, you should wear sacred linen, k'sonos, of linen. Michna sevad, yu'al b'saro, and linen, michna sayim, will be on his flesh. U'v'abni b'ay yafkor, and with a linen avnei, he'll gird himself over himself as bad snow, and with a head covering of linen, of that will be mitzvahs for him. Being the kodesh him, they are sacred garments. Barachatz b'mayim es b'sro ube shom, and he should immerse his flesh in the water and then put them on. Rashi says, "B'ksonas b'ak v'gomer magid." It tells you she'ino mishamish l'fenim. He doesn't serve inside the kodesh hakadosh mishmona begadim with the eight garments. She mishamish b'hem, which he serves the chutz outside of the kodesh hakadosh. She'ish b'hem zav. Why? Because there's gold in them. The prosecutor does not become defendant, and the gold represents the Igal Azav, and it'll be inappropriate to bring that into the Kodesh HaKadosh La'ela. But Arba, he only goes in with the four garments, Kohen Hedge, like an ordinary Kohen, Kohen Shabbat, all of them are made of linen. Kodesh HaLash, he should wear a sacred Kisonis, meaning Shehe Mishal Hekdesh, it should belong to the funds of the Hekdesh. Yitznof, Kitargum, like the Targum says, Yachis Bereshe, which means a niach shall place it on his head. Come out to a tanach begado, she put his garment. And Targum says, the achit say, which means the same word as putting on. Brachas Ramayim. Also, Hayom, on that day, Tone and Tzvila, B'chol Chalifosav. Anytime the Kohen Gadol would change his clothing, he would have to do an immersion. B'chamish Pamim, in five times, Hayim Achlif, he would change. Avodas Pinim, from going to the inside the Kosher, Hashem La'avodas Chutz, go outside, Mechol Tzofim, from outside to the inside, Mishanim, B'dei Zav, L'B'dei Lavad, he would change from gold to white, to white linen, B'dei Lavad, L'B'dei Zav, then back again, from white to gold. B'chol Chalif, and every changing Tone Tzvila required an immersion. Rishnei Kiddusha Yodayim Baraglayim Min HaKir. The two sanctifications of the hands and feet from the Kir. Pasuk HaYimeis Adas Bnei Yisrael, and from the assembly of the children of Yisrael, Kaf Shnei Sire Izin Chatas. You should bring two he-goats for a Korban Chatas. Va'ayil Achad Olah, and one ram for a Korban Olah. Pasuk Vav HaKir Aaron Asa Par HaChatas, and Aaron will bring his own Korban Chatas, Asher Lo, which belonged to him, to Chiper Ba'ado Va'abe Yisrael, and he will atone for himself and his house. What Rashi says, as parach tasa shalo, hu ha'amor l'mal, which is mentioned above, in Pasuk Gimel. V'l'mal chokan, and it tells you, shemishalo hu ba, this carbon chadas belonged to him, it was from his own money, v'l'om shal sibra, not from the public funds. T'chibir ba'adal ba'abiso, misfad alem, he would confess over it, avonosa ba'avonos be'iso, for his sins and his household sins, on this carbon chadas, Pasuk Zayin. V'tach ha'shnei asirim, they don't take the two he-goats, v'hamid osa l'fnei Hashem, and he will stand in before Hashem, Pesach olamoid, by the entrance of the tent of meeting. Rashi, Pasuk Ches, but a son Aharon, Ashnei Hasirim, Garlos, and Aharon will give these two goats raffles, Gor L'chol Hashem, but Gor L'chol Azazel, one for Hashem, one raffle for Azazel. Rashi says, but a son Aharon, Ashnei Hasirim, the Garlos, Amin Echad Le'min, he would stand one on the right, Echad the small one to the left of him, Vinos Nishtei Adav, Bekli, Bekalfi, and he would put both of his hands in the lottery box, and Otol Gor Le'min, the chaver of the small, and you would draw a lats, one on the right hand, one on the left hand, the nos and the lamb, and you would put the lats on the goats. Eshikasim bo Lashem, the one which said Lashem, who Lashem is going to be offered in the basement of Hashem. Ve'ase, shikasim bo Azazel, and that which was written in Azazel, Mishtalech Azazel, sent to the Azazel to be thrown off the cliff. Rashi says, Azazel, who har is as v'kasha, it's referring to the austere and harsh mountain. Tzok gavo high cliff, shnemar, eretz gizera, a cut land, which means chatucha, a cut land, and modifying the Gemara explains that the three interpretations of this word gezira. Number one, it's an adjective of the land. Number two, it's a noun, meaning something that is cut to bits, meaning the goat will be cut off the bits when it's thrown off the cliff. And three, it's a noun referring to the decree, meaning there's an atonement and the decree will be cut off. Rashi is following the first interpretation, obviously, saying that the land is being cut off at the mountaintop, has a very strong slope. Pasuk Tes, the Ikriv Aaron Asasa Yir, and Aaron will offer the goat, Asher Allah Olav HaGorol Hashem, which had the girl to Hashem, Basel Chatas, and it will also be a carbon chatas. Rashi says, Basel Chatas, Kishamaniach HaGorol Olav, when you place the lot on it, Korei Lo Shem, he calls it a name, he declares that it should be a carbon, the Omer Lashem Chatas, for Hashem, it should be a carbon chatas. Pasuk Bahasa Yir, and the goat, Asher Allah Olav HaGorol Azazel, they'll be designated by a lot, to Azazel, the Amar Chai should be still alive between Hashem before Hashem, the Chaper love to be to atone for it, the Shalach Hosod Azazel from the Barak, to send it to the Azazel, to the wilderness. Rashi says, the Amar Chai, Kamo Yu Amar Chai, which is the same basically way of saying, Yu Amar Chai, which means it shall be made to stand alive. Adi Achem, through others. Others will keep it alive. The Targumo, and the Targumran makes it as Yitakim Al Chai. It shall be made to stand while alive. Matam Alomar, why does the Torah say this? Meaning, if the goat is standing, so obviously it's alive. What's the emphasis of Chai? So, Fishanamar, since it says, L'shalach osol Azazel, since the Pasuk says you have to send it to Azazel, in Yodea, Shiluchu im Lamisa, im Machayim. I don't know if it's sending it for death or for living, meaning, is it going to survive or not? L'kachnamar, Yomar Chai, it should be stood alive, meaning, Amidaso Chai, it should be standing alive until it's sent away. You can't. And after that, shelucho lemisa, it's being sent to be killed. That's what the goal of Azazel is. L'chaper alav shisad alav, again, do confession over it. Kidichsiv, this fada alav, you should have a confession over it. We'll see in Pasuk Chav Aleph. Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'yekriv Aaron as a parachatas, and that Aaron should bring the par for the Vez Karpachatas, asher lo, which belongs to him, v'chipir ba'ado v'abitso, and it should be a kapar for him and his household. The Shachat is Parachatas Ashalo, and he says, and you should slaughter the sin offering that is of an offering that is from a bull for him. Rashi says, Chiper Ba'ado, Vidoshin, he does a second confession of love on it al achav hakohanim for his brothers the kohanim for their sins, shem kulam kuriyim beiso, which are also called his household, shenemar beis aron b'chuas Hashem, this house of Aaron blesses Hashem. Ikan shakohanim is kapper b'al. You see, the kohanim get an atonement through the sin offering of the kohen gadol. The whole kapper also an entire atonement. In ella al tumas mikdash ukiyosh, it's only for the impurity of the sanctuary and its holies. And Shavuot, it should be a atonement on the sanctuary for all the impurities. And you should take a spoonful of fire of a spoonful of something, which is fiery coals, from the mizbech before Hashem, and a handful of ketoras samim daka, of finely ground incense spices, they'll bring it within the curtain. Rashi says, "Me'al ha'mizbech, hachitzon from the outer mizbech takes these coals, milfnei Hashem, and he brings it before Hashem, mitzad shelfnei ha'pesach, from the side of the mizbech that is facing the entrance, mitzad ma'aravi, which is the western side. Daka is going to be used for finely ground ketoras. Matan over daka wouldn't use finely ground. Well, kol ketoras daka, all the ketoras is finely ground. Shnemar v'shachakta mimen hadek, you should grind very finely. Ella, so the Torah is telling you here, shetehi daka min daka, shve'erv yom ha'kipurim haya." When you bring this ketoras to the lofanim, it has to be the finest of the fine, meaning on Erev Kippur they would return it and put it regrounded with a mortar to make it really fine. Pasuk Gimel. But asana is a ketoras al ish, and you should place the ketoras on the fire before Hashem. V'chisa anan ha-ketoras, and so that the cloud of the incense should blanket as a kaporis, the covering of the ark, asher al eidos v'olimos, that is covering the testimony, and that's so that he should not die. Rashi says al ish. Which is the fire that's in the fire pan, and then he won't die. If he doesn't do this, like it has all this regulation, according to the regulations, he'll be chayiv misa. They'll take from the blood of the bull, and he'll sprinkle upon it with his finger, on the face of the kaporos kema, on the eastern front of the ark, and before the kaporos, he will sprinkle 7 times on the blood with his finger. Rashi says, "Viza besko haza achas b'mash." But 1 sprinkle is implied from this. Lufnei kapor says, "Es sheva har achas l'mala," which means 1 up, and b'sheva l'mata, and 7 below. That's the implication of these pesukim. I mean, none of the blood of the sprinklings mentioned in our pasuk is actually touching the kaporis. This, which the zrikos sprinklings described in our pasuk are being upon the eastern front of the kaporis is above, meaning in that it was aimed higher than the other 7 that were below. Pasuk Tes Vav. V'shachat es sir ha'chatas, and they should slaughter the sir ha'chatas, the sin offering he-goat. Asherof la'amash, for the people, they v'yaz damam elmi beis ha'paroch, and they should bring its blood to the house entrance of the curtain. You should do to the blood, as he did to the blood of the bull. And should sprinkle it upon the ark cover and in front of the ark cover. That which the bull offers, the carbon that was offered as a from the par, atones for the kohanim. This atones al yisrael for the Jewish people. This is the same goat that was offered to Hashem. One sprinkling above, and 1 sprinkling, and 7 below. Pasuk Tazayim, V'chiper al ha'kodesh, and it should be an atonement for the sanctuary. Mitumos b'nei Yisrael, for the impurities of the children of Yisrael, u'mipesheyem, and for their willful sins, l'chol chavisam, among all their sins, v'chein ya'aseh la'ol moed, and that's what he should do for the ol moed, ha'shochein itam b'soch k'masam, that dwells with them amid their impurity. Rashi says, Mitumos b'nei Yisrael, ahal nechnasam ha'mikdash. For those who enter the Bais HaMikdash Betuma, who walk in Betuma, lo know the lamb itself and don't know until it was not known to them in the end. Shneimar l'chol chatasam, chatas, and the word sin, chatas is shogeg, unintentional. Mipishayhem, afa nechnasam is Betuma. Even if he walks in intentionally in the state of Tuma, he'll also have his forgiveness. Yechein yasad lo'ol mo'i, shem shehizah mishneim, this meaning is referring to the sprinkling. At the same time, the same that they sprinkle from the par and the seir, bifneim, inside the kodesh ha'kodashim, Achsamala b'shavu l'mata, 1 up and 7 below. Kach mizel, so when he sprinkles on the peruchas b'chutz outside in the kodesh in the sanctuary in the ol moed mishneim achsamala achsamata. You should do both from the bull of the blood of the bull and the bull of the he goat one up and seven below. Even though they're impure, the Shekhinah is among them. And every person when he's atoning in the sanctuary until he leaves, and he should provide an atonement for himself and his household for all the congregation of Israel. And then he'll leave. Meaning, I'll take the blood from the par and the down from the goat, and then he'll sprinkle it on the horns of Mizbeach all around. Rashi says, this is referring to the Mizbeach Hazav that is in the Kodesh, which is before Hashem, the Heichal, in the sanctuary. What does it mean? He's going out. Isn't he already in the sanctuary? If he's a Hazav, since he sprinkled all Parochas on the Parochas, the Omay Minha Mizbeach Tilfnim, and he stood in the area that was extended from the inner part from the Mizbeach Hazav and inwards, and he sprinkled it, and he had sprinkled the Mataras Mizbeach, and at the application when he applies blood on the Mizbeach, his Kiko, the Torah requires him, let's say, to go out of the area which extends from the Mizbeach and Chutz from the Mizbeach area and beyond, and he'll put the blood on the Mizbeach, be carrying Mizrach Sfonos on the northern east corner after he goes out to that the outer part of the Heichal itself. The chiper alav umachich kaprasa. What's the atonement? L'kach midam apar. And you should take the dam apar, midam asar, buorav mizelus ochset, meaning intermingled with each other, and you should put them on the corners. Pasuk itas v'izel alav midam dam asba, and you should sprinkle from the blood with his finger. Shel apamim 7 times. B'tiharo b'kidushon mitumos bnei Yisrael, and you should purify and sanctify it from the impurities of the children of Israel. Pasuk Rashi says v'izel alav midam. Achas shnosim matanos. After he puts the applications, with his finger, I'll count it on the horns. Maze shav hazos al gagol. He does 7 sprinklings on the top of the mizbeach. For tiaro, mimasha avar, and he purifies from the past. For kiddushal asalava, and now he sanctifies it for the future. And that's the 2 words in the pasuk. Tiaro b'kiddushal. Pasuk chaf. V'chilam yichaper al kodesh, and when he finished atoning for the sanctuary, the es al moed, and for the ol moed, the es mizbeach, and the mizbeach, the kirves asair ha'chai, and he should bring the living he goat near. Pasuk Chalav, Samach Aron Asher, Adav and Aron will lean as both of his hands al Rosh HaSeir, on the head of the goat. HaChai that is alive, Yisradah Alav, and he will confess all upon it, Eskal Avonos Ben Yisrael, all the iniquities of the children of Yisrael, Veskal Pashem, Chokhat Asam, all their rebellious sins and all amongst their sins, Rasam Asam al Rosh HaSeir, and he will put it on them on top of the head of the he goat, Vishlach Ben Ishiti, and he will send it with a timely man. Hamidbara in the desert. Rashi says, "Ishiti hamuchim lekach has been prepared for that miyom asma from the day before." Pasuk habeis benasah haseir alav eskav and osam el eretz gizira, and the eagle will bring it upon itself all the iniquities to a cut land. Shilach haseir amidbara, and it will send it away in the eagle to the desert. Rashi pasuk habgimel uba aron alav moed, and Aaron will come to the al moed. Ufashas v'gidei habad, and he will take off his linen clothing asher lavash that he wore b'vah el hakodesh. They went in when he was going to the sanctuary. Binecham sham, and he'll leave them there. Rashi says uba aron el al moed. Amar Rabbi Sin, the Rabbi says she'in zemekom. This is not the actual place where this next sequence of events is actually occurring. Shamikrazo of this pasuk. Nasu tamu d'verim, and the Chazal give reasons for their opinions. B'mseches yoma in the Gemara in Yom. But Amr, they said, "Kol parasha kula, this entire parasha, this entire portion, Namar ala seder, is according to chronological order. Chutni b'yizu, except for this pasuk, which talks about coming in after Aaron leaves the tent of meeting. She achar asiyas olaso, because it takes place after the korban olah has been performed, v'olah asam, and the people's olah, which is later on in pasuk chav dalid. It's after pasuk chav dalid. V'aktaris emuri paraseir, and the burning of the specific parts of the bull and the he-goat, shenasim achutz, that were done outside of the sanctuary, v'vigdezav, with golden garments. After that, then v'tov, then he'll go to the Bigfoot, mekadesh, and he'll sanctify himself with his feet, with the kiar, upashto, and they'll take them off, v'lovish, v'gdevadi, then he'll wear white clothing, uval, o'omoy, then he'll go into the o'omoy, l'hotzi, as a calf, to take out the ladle, which was in the Kosh HaKadosh, and Vesamachta, and the coal pan that was there, Sheikhtir Bakhtar, to divert the Kharasel of Fnai Lufnim in the inner interior. And then, Ufashas Begdi Abad, they would take off his linen clothing. Achashotim, after he took them out, But love aspect de hazav, then you wear the golden clothing with some mishal ben harbayim, because it's already time for the tamid shal ben harbayim. So this pasuk is really the next step after the offering, after another change of gold clothing. Zeh sedra avos, and this Rashi says is the order of the avos. Number one, tamid shal shachar divik de hazav. First, the kohen god will wear when he offers the tamid shal shachar gold clothing. And then number two, avodas par v'seira panimis. Then you would have the avoda of the par and the seir that goes into the lufnai lufnim, victoria shamachta, and the incense of that was burnt, brought in, v'vidi love and old white clothing. Then, and also, and number three, the elo ve'ela and the ram of the kohen gadol, and the ram of the people of miksas and musafim, and some of the musaf offerings, that's the next pasuk that was skipped in the simple reading of the pasukim. And number four, v'hoti katamachta, that's this pasuk that they took out the ladle and the coal pans, v'vidi love and with white linen clothing. And number five, and the rest of the Shiuri HaMusafim, the rest of the Musafim, the Talmud Shal Ben Rabbayim, the Talmud of the afternoon, of the evening, Uktar Asayecha, on the incense of the sanctuary, Sha'ap and Mizbecha Pnimi, that was burnt on the inner altar, Bivik Nizavut, that was with gold. Pesidra, that was all five. Pesidra Mikrosa Fiyah Sidra Avodah, and the order of verses according to the order of how they were offered is Kochi, that's how it goes. If it says in the Pasuk, Shilach HaSira Mikvar, they would do this Hazazal, then Rachatas Pesirah Begomer, then he would wash his hands, his body. Then v'yasav asas olah, so then they would bring the carbon olah, and then v'asachil v'chatas, then they would burn the carbon chatas, the fat of the chatas, the chol parshin, all the steps mentioned, in the entire remainder of the portion, and v'achar kine v'ol machane, until thereafter he comes into the machane, which is pasuk chafes, then v'achar kach, and then afterwards v'aron, then comes our pasuk after all that, after he burns all the fats, and he comes back, then he comes in this pasuk and he brings out the pan and the coals. Vinicham Shamra, she says, that those white garments which Kohen has been finished with, they have to be left there. They cannot be used. They have to be put in Gneza for permanent storage. You can't use the same linen garments for another Yom Kippur in the future. Then the Kohen Gadol will wash his hands in water, wash his flesh in water, then become kadosh in the holy place. For lavash spigadav and he'll wear his clothing. The atzad, then he'll go out, v'asas, also v'asolasam, and he'll do his carbon ola and the ola of the people, v'chiper v'adov v'aram, and he'll have atonement for him and his people. Rashi says, v'rachatzis b'sorav v'gomer, l'malu l'mana, we learned above, mi v'rachatzis b'sorav v'gesham, that he shall immerse his flesh in water, and then danem, shekeshahu mishana, when he changes, mebidit l'zav, the b'yilam, from gold to silver, to white, ton tefila, it requires tefila, shavosa tefila, pasha big dizav. Because in that immersion, he would take off the gold, sha'avad, where he performed the ola offering in the morning, and he put on garments of white linen for the day service. The kalamana we learned to shekashush mishana when he changes mebegdi love and lebegdi zav from white to gold, tone tefillah requires tefillah. The makom kadosh hamikudosh, which has been consecrated b'kedusha sazara with the sanctity of the courtyard, the house of begag beis parva, and it was on the roof of the house of the parva. All the rest of the four tefillos, habos chova layom, which come as a specific obligation of the day on Yom Kippur, they were done as base of parva. The first one was done in an unconsecrated area. Lavash as bigadav, and he shall wear his clothing. Shmor begadim, these set of clothing, shu over the hand, kolim as shon that he uses year round. Piyatzah min hechal, and goes from the hechal al chater to the courtyard. Shmizbeach ha'ola shon, that's where the mizbeach ha'ola is. Vasalasalasal. The Ela Ola, a ram for the Karan Ola, Kamor Laman, that was mentioned above, the Vizosi of Aaron, that was earlier in Pasuk Gimel, of Vizosi of Aaron, Ves Ola Sa'am, by Ela Chal Ola, Kamor Laman, the one Ola for the people, that was mentioned above, the Mes Aras Ben Yisrael, the Gomer, that's Pasuk K, that they have to bring a Karan Ola.